Hi, my name is Javon. I am 11 years old. I go to Pittsburgh Allegheny K-5. The name of my story is Eskimo Kiss. Hello, Grandmare. Are you at least 50%? I asked Grandmare before she went into operation. Yes, I'm 50%, Jay. Listen, I'm going into surgery in a couple of seconds, and I want to explain to you that I'll always love you. I'll always love you too, Grandmare, I responded. Okay, bye-bye, commented Grandmare. Bye, I said. Minutes later, I was watching TV until the phone rang mysteriously. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, said Mother Sparks, aka my mom. While my mom was talking, her face started to turn red. Scared out of my mind, I got the strength to ask my mom, was there something wrong? While I waited for a response, my mom froze in grief. Then, all of a sudden, boom, my mom went insane, like a chicken with its head cut off running in the street. Well, not with its head cut off, but you know what I'm saying. My mother was so red, I thought she was going to become an ultimate pepper. Jay, leave and go to the neighbor's house, my mom shouted at me. I raced to my neighbor's house. I got exhausted on the way, so I fell asleep when I got there, after a good night's sleep and some food in the morning. I walked back to my house the next day. I wondered what happened to Grandmare. I hoped she was in the house waiting for me. Knock, knock. Hey, Jay, said Mom. Mom, did Grandmare die? Yes, she did, said my mother. Okay, I said as I hugged her. A huge celebration was going on to celebrate Grandmare's life. I was kind of mad because we always Eskimo kiss. You know, when you rub your nose against somebody else's nose. But when she died, I didn't get my last Eskimo kiss. I'll always have the honor of being the last person she talked to before she died.